You are listening to episode 169 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast. This is episode 169. I'm your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader. And without any delay, let's get started. Let's listen to this episode.
This topic, it's all about, well, guess what? Is it about failure? Is it about loss? Is it about change? That's right. It's about all three. It is about failure. It is about loss. It's about change. And remember, failure is not always a loss, and it's part of change. Failure is part of change. So let's start this way. Failure is not always a loss most of the time. Who does not love their W's? I mean, seriously, their wins. Who doesn't love them? Who hates their L's, their losses? Who hates their L's, right? Pretty much everybody does that. And who believes that a failure is a loss? You know, it's, we need failures. And of course, everybody kind of will think that way, but we need those failures. We definitely need those failures. Sorry about that. We need those failures. We need them like oxygen. We need them to survive. We need them to fuel them. We need the failures to fuel us. We need failures to make us grow. Let's consider our failures kind of like the fertilizer of life. Okay, we got it. We need them. It's, you know, it's stinky. It's a mess. It's terrible. Nobody wants to deal with it. But guess what? We still need that fertilizer. So those L's, those losses serve a purpose. And then they serve a purpose to inspire and to motivate and to celebrate. Now, if all we ever did was win, then we would never recognize and appreciate a loss. Now, you heard me right. We must appreciate our losses. We have to. If all we ever did was win, then we would grow accustomed to those wins. We would grow accustomed to those W's. And then when an L actually arrived, what would happen? It would just totally, completely devastate us. It would beat us down. And that's not a good thing. Now, on the other hand, we need the L's to appreciate the W's, because when we get those W's, hey, look, after this loss, we won. It's a good thing. So what about what happens when we have a string of continuous losses, a long string of failures? You know, and I recently went through that, and it was devastating. It was heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching. But you know what? I took them and I learned from them. See, I used them for nothing more than just to use them as a key reference material to improve, to stop doing what I was doing wrong and start improving. And sure enough, things turned around. The moment I sat down and I said, okay, here's what I'm going to fix, I fixed it. And guess what? It happened. I started living, I started changing, and things happened. So no matter what we do or when or whatever happens, everyone, and I mean everyone, of every one of the 8 billion people on this planet, including me and definitely including you, we want to succeed in one thing or another. That's just the way it is. We want to succeed. So, however, well, you know, contrary to popular belief, no one is just going to hand you success. And yeah, it's sad, but yeah, there's people out there that expect that success is just going to get handed to them without putting in the work. And I know I am not just going to hand over any of my success to someone, anyone, especially when that someone has consistently delivered negativity in your life, whether it be personal or professional or both or all of the above. No one is entitled to that. No one should be expecting you to hand over what you've worked hard for. No, it doesn't work that way. Remember, over time, and sometimes over a very long time, you use those losses, the failures, the put downs, and yes, especially the beatdowns, especially those beatdowns, as the roadmap to prove and to move you up and out of where you are now, of where you were. That's right. Turn all that negativity into a positive. You have to. It can be done. And it means two things. It definitely means two things. One, the first thing it means is no more complaining, no more bitching, no more moaning, no more groaning, no more whining, and of course, no more excuses. And number two, and you know what that is. You know exactly what number two is. That's right. It's all about change. It means change. Lots and lots and lots of change. Now, change. Change. Change is hard. So why would anybody bother? Because that's how you're going to get out of that negativity and into the positive light. I know, look, folks, I know there are people out there that truly, truly, honestly believe the following statement or the following question. Why should I have to change? I've done this, I've done that, I've achieved this level in life, I am this person on the totem pole of life. I do not have to change. Sounds ludicrous, but it's true. It happens more than you think to more people than you think. They also seriously believe, quote, that others are the ones that should be changing because it's not my job to change. Well, how's that working out for them? How's that working out for you if you're one of those people? See, those are the individuals that have, well, they've had so many losses, and I don't feel sorry for them, and I'm not sympathizing, but I'm kind of empathizing, but I don't feel sorry for them, and I'm not giving them any sympathy. Because those are the kinds of individuals that they've had so many losses, so many failures in their lives that they can no longer see the forest for the trees. They cannot or will not change because their long-standing sense of entitlement, well, and beliefs and their belief system at that point has just been so skewed, so rotted out at the core that they believe that others are wrong and bad and that others are dishonest and untrustworthy. And sometimes others being complete strangers or sometimes right up front, the closest people. They believe that those people are liars and cheaters. And I could go on and on, but it's you get the picture. I hope you get the picture. So what do you do? So if you're one of those individuals that believes you should not be the one to change, well, guess what? Every day you wake up, you put your feet on the ground, and so is everyone else on this planet. And guess what the majority of those people are choosing to do? They're choosing to do the one thing. They're choosing to change. They are wanting to change. Whether it's they like it or not, they realize that they have that option and they're going to change because others around them are changing. Now, hold on. Before you get into that mindset of, wait a minute. I'm not going to be changing because others are changing. I mean, what if everybody else is jumping off a bridge? I'm not going to jump off. No. I'm not talking about that. So don't use that mindset. Don't use that nonsensical example of if people are jumping off a bridge, well, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. Because one, most people are not going to be jumping off a bridge. Two, most people have common sense to not jump off a bridge and not to follow people to jump off a bridge. But you know what? People are choosing to change. People are choosing to be positive. People are choosing to let the negativity go. So you must realize that your willingness and your want to change is in there. It's in there. It really truly is in there. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's always been there. It's inside of you. Whether you want to hear it or not, you have that in you. You have that willingness to change. It's there deep down inside. And yeah, you might need to peel away some layers and pull back some dead skin and find that willingness to change. But it is there. And every day, there are people in your corner that want you to change. There are people in your corner that want you to seize the opportunity that every day brings you. It brings me. It brings all of us. And for you to change, even when you fail again, and you're going to fail again because that's part of life. We all are going to fail again. But ensure that you're taking that loss, especially when you use that as the tool to get yourself back up and want to succeed. Everyone else, you keep making those L's because that's part of life. You take those L's because those are the ones that are going to be the stories that you're going to be telling people, especially those closest to you, the ones that love you the most. Those are the stories. Your L's are going to be the stories when they ask you as to how you became a success, how you became a changed person, how you took the negative and you turned it into a positive. That's where it's at. So just realize that not all failures are losses, especially when you don't want them to be. And even then, they don't have to be. But you've got to want to change. And that's really, truly all it takes, because as a leader, you're leading by example. And when people see that you've decided you're going to change, you're going to turn that negative, you're going to turn those L's into W's, guess what? You've got it. You're a success. You are a success. So opt to change, decide to change, make the change happen. Don't give up because, it's hard, it's difficult, no one's recognizing. You know what? I've been doing this for I don't know how long, and it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep doing it, whether they like to hear it or not. I appreciate everybody that watches it. I really, truly do. But that's just that inspires me. You inspire me to do more. And I'm going to keep doing more because you're inspiring me. And I'm not doing it for the watch. I'm not doing it for the looks. I'm not doing it for the likes or the follows. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it because, hey, this is what we need to be doing. This is what we need to do to succeed. This is what we need to do to succeed as individuals. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about as a human being, to succeed as a human being. And if that isn't your priority, then I don't know what is. So guess what? Make it your priority, because every day, just like everyone else, we have that same opportunity when we wake up and we put our feet on the ground. Make that change.
Well, that about wraps up episode 169 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Let me know. Reach out to me. Let me know what you think of this episode and all the other episodes. Email dave@davegarra.com. Or reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGarra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Garra on Instagram. And also, I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, follow, whatever you want, my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGarra. Again, that's facebook.com/TheDavidGarra, all one word. Again, I thank you for listening to episode 169. Join me next time for episode 170. As we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader, and that's the only way I know to be a leader that is truly great to follow.